Ron steered him out of the hall, Hermione hurrying alongside them. As they went through the doors, the people on either side drew away as though they were frightened of catching something. Harry didn't have a clue what was going on. Neither Ron nor Hermione explained anything until they had dragged him all the way up to the empty Gryffindor common room. Then Ron pushed Harry into an armchair and said, "You're a parcel mouth. Why didn't you tell us?"
"I'm a what?" said Harry.
"A parcel mouth," said Ron. "You can talk to snakes."
"I know," said Harry.
"I mean, that's only the second time I've ever done it. I accidentally set a boa constrictor on my cousin Dudley at the zoo once. Long story. But it was telling me it had never seen Brazil, and I sort of set it free without meaning to. That was before I knew I was a wizard."
"A boa constrictor told you it had never seen Brazil?"
Ron repeated faintly.
"So?" said Harry.
"I bet loads of people here can do it."
"Oh, no, they can't," said Ron. "It's not a very common gift. Harry, this is bad."
"What's bad?" said Harry, starting to feel quite angry.
"What's wrong with everyone? Listen, if I hadn't told that snake not to attack Justin..."
"Oh, that's what you said to it."
"What do you mean? You were there. You heard me."
"I heard you speaking parcel tongue," said Ron. "Snake language. You could have been saying anything. No wonder Justin panicked. You sounded like you were egging the snake on or something. It was creepy, you know."
Harry gaped at him. "I spoke a different language? But I didn't realize. How can I speak a language without knowing I can speak it?"
Ron shook his head. Both he and Hermione were looking as though someone had died. Harry couldn't see what was so terrible.
"Do you want to tell me what's wrong with stopping a massive snake biting off Justin's head?" he said. "What does it matter how I did it, as long as Justin doesn't have to join the headless hunt?"
"It matters," said Hermione, speaking at last in a hushed voice, "because being able to talk to snakes was what Salazar Slytherin was famous for. That's why the symbol of Slytherin House is a serpent."
Harry's mouth fell open.
"Exactly," said Ron. "And now the whole school's going to think you're his great-great-great-great-grandson or something."
"But I'm not," said Harry, with a panic he couldn't quite explain.
"You'll find that hard to prove," said Hermione. "He lived about 1,000 years ago. For all we know, you could be."